Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Vince Patton is here. Master Chief Petty Officer Patton is here. He spent 30 years with the Coast Guard, and he's a member of the New Day 5 Leadership Development Team, focusing on character-driven leadership, National Commander, President of the Non-Commissioned Officers Association. So he's a veteran extraordinaire, and he's here to talk to us about why you need to consider and hire veterans. Vince Patton, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Good morning, Jim, and good morning to everyone. I'm so thankful that you were having me on and to talk about a very important subject about our veterans.
Well, I'm glad you're here, and thank you for your service for 30-plus years, and you're still serving. Folks, Master Chief Petty Officer, that means he's got a lot of stripes on his arm, so that's from a lot of years of service. So, Chief, one of the things that I talked about in the previous segment before you got here was the fact that in the military, in the American military, the colonels and the generals and the lieutenants don't run the military. They don't operate the military. Non-commissioned officers, NCOs, from corporals up to master sergeants and on up run the military. I mean, the people who do the training, the instruction, the leadership, most pound for pound, hour for hour, the leadership of the military comes from NCOs, which are most of the veterans out there, aren't they?
That is absolutely correct, Jim. And one thing to tell your audience about that, to sort of put what you said into perspective, is the American Council on Education had put together a military guide. Actually, they put this guide way back in the 60s that sort of expanded and articulated exactly what you're saying about how our enlisted workforce, particularly the non-commissioned officers, the extensive and comprehensive training that they have gone through. And an American Council of Education has awarded college credit to everyone in the military in various different occupational fields. Over 25,000 jobs over 25,000 training courses have been evaluated by in which a veteran, when they get out of the service, or even when they're in the service, and they apply to go to college, that they can get college credit for the military experience. Mm-hmm. So that in itself tells you right there the importance of what our people do.
No question about it. And folks, remember, a corporal who is one rank above a PFC, a private, is a non-commissioned officer. And so this will tell
That's
you
right.
how important NCOs are to the military. And I was telling them, Vince, that the reason I'm the greatest salesman in the world, probably in the galaxy, one of the reasons is because of the military. The Army taught me how to make presentations, how to present, how to train people.
Sure.
And the only people who did it better than me were my NCOs.
That's right. And Jim, if you give me a chance, I got a real quick story I want to tell you that sort of ties in just what you said.
Okay.
Some years ago, I went to a career fair, and this is from a previous job. I was working with a company called Monster, and we were doing these military career fair events. And we were in Charleston, South Carolina, and we had over 400 veterans attending this career fair. There were close to 60 or so companies as well as government agencies that were there. The place was a buzz. And I managed this operation, and then I happened to see a young man there who really looked depressed. And I walked over to him, and I asked him, "What's wrong?" And he looked at me, and he said, "There's no jobs here for me." And I said, "What do you mean there's no jobs here for you?" So look at all of the employers and look at all the people here. You know, he says, "Well, He says, well, they don't hire snipers. And then I said to him, I said, listen, he was a Marine Corps Lance Corporal. And I said, listen, let me explain to you a little bit about how important you are. I says, as a sniper, first of all, you got to have a security clearance. And then secondly,
right.
you've got to know about attention to detail.
That's right.
You've got to know about precision maintenance. You got to know a little bit about physics. And I went on and on.
Using judgment.
Exactly. And, you know, and he didn't realize that. And then when he finally thought about it, great. So the story is to tell you two things. Is one is about the value of that particular veteran. But the second part that is that our government hasn't done a very good job with helping these folks as they're getting out of the service and letting them know about their value as well. And then the second part to that is translating that value out to the business public to know when you get a veteran that darkens your door that has some types of skills and so forth that you can't quite translate, first of all, go back and start thinking about responsibility and those other important
right.
things that they have, which are very important for business.
When I think about a veteran coming out of the military, I think about them possessing leadership, the ability to learn and understand new things, the ability to demonstrate and deliver, convey those ideas to others. I think about somebody who's used to working in an organization, someone who is disciplined, who understands the role of discipline in an organization, someone who understands respect for people who have gone who are ahead of you in the organization, so to speak, because they've been there longer, that kind of thing. I think about somebody who's capable of signing on to something that's greater than themselves, like the idea of a country or the idea of a company, of the vision, the mission of a company. Where do you get that right off the street? You don't get that right off the street,
that's
folks. You only get that from a veteran.
Exactly. And let's also think about the fact that the pool of candidates is very, very small. Less than 1% of the U.S. population are even eligible
yeah.
to be in the military.
Yeah. Hey Vince, I need to stop you. I need to stop you because we got to go to a break.
Okay.
But I need your website, please.
Go right ahead.
What's your website?
Oh, website. www.pinnacle5.com.
Pinnacle5.com. What will they find when they get there?
What they'll find, the New Day 5 team, and we are the ones that help guide you free of charge to finding opportunities to work with veterans or work with veteran programs to hire veterans.
Pinnacle5.com. Folks, check it out. That's where you can find out more about how these people will help you find veterans to work for you. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasigan. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.